Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon. Police are appealing for witnesses after a car rolled in Perth's southeastern suburbs, leaving two people in a serious condition in hospital this morning. It happened on the corner of Armidale Road and Wright Road in Forestdale just after 12:30 a.m. The legal woes of an embattled state MP will be heard again in court today, a day after being formally chosen as an upper house replacement. Ben Dawkins is facing more than 40 charges for allegedly breaching a family violence restraining order. He maintains his innocence, while Labor started the process last month to expel him from the party. Overseas, Donald Trump is expecting to be arrested today in the US, with a grand jury set to meet to decide. The former US president is being probed over hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. Listeners Keith Souter believes if he is charged, Trump's lawyers should have an easy case, considering the witnesses that are set to take the stand.
The two main witnesses will be that porn star, therefore of dubious morality, and the former lawyer for Donald Trump, who has himself spent time in jail.
A stern climate warning from the United Nations overnight, releasing its Survival Guide for Humanity. The report states the Paris Agreement's target of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees within the next decade is likely to be surpassed. But Secretary General Antonio Guterres says rapid cuts to fossil fuels would help.
The 1.5 degree limit is achievable, but it will take a quantum leap in climate action.
In sport, Elliot Yeo is doing everything he can to be available for Sunday's clash with GWS at Optus Stadium. Eagles coach Adam Simpson telling Seven he's not ready to rule the star midfielder out just yet.
Not yet. No, I'm still hoping. There's a couple of guys that, you know, just got a couple of niggles. I think young Jai Cully as well. He missed last week. That, you know, is he available? Haven't put a line through anyone yet.
While the Dockers are hopeful veteran forward Michael Walters can return for the clash against the Kangaroos on Saturday after a good performance for Peel Thunder in the Waffle.